Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Wow. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, thanks for being here. It's Friday. We're party central on Friday, as you know. Oh, my God. We're out of control. Confetti, and boomerangs, I don't know, party things. It's really not one of those.
Lots of texts rolling in from a couple of the conversations we had. Crazy. Okay. But many are in agreement with me. Sarah's the least normal.
Oh, my God. You're the least normal.
Bryn is for sure the most normal, then Coco, then Vin, then Sarah. I
oh
can
God.
Agree with that.
Don't
I'll
be
go with that. That's
You're
fine.
Obviously making these up.
Sarah, no.
I appreciate your creativity, Vinny.
Sarah, you count the number of clothes you put in the washer. That is not normal.
Sure it is. It kills the time. It just
Nobody's
fills,
done that ever.
Fills the void. People One. Do. Oh, my God.
No,
stop
nobody.
It.
Nobody.
And I don't do it every time. It's not like a compulsive Four. Thing. My God. You guys.
You mix it up with Spanish counting for fun?
I mean, I what do you do? I don't. I can only count. I don't even know if I can count to 10 in Spanish.
Oh, God. Oh. Of course you can.
Yeah. Well, I can't count past 20. I don't think. I don't know. What is
20? 20 is 20? 20.
20?
Yeah.
20? 20?
Can you count 20. In French? I can't count in French.
I can do un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, sept, huit.
Okay, well, oh. See, you're weird.
Something.
So you do nice. French counting it, when you
I don't.
Do your
I don't do that.
Okay.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Is that what you call
German?
French laundry?
German. That's all I got,
oh.
Those.
Oh, Bryn.
That's
give
hilarious.
Yourself a drum.
Oh, that was great.
Thank
that was a good
you.
One.
Slipped I mean,
it in
honestly,
there, buddy.
Honestly, the French kiss was sitting there out in the open, but you found the good one, French laundry. Jesus,
thank you.
Dude.
Happy Friday. It's oh, a secret show vibe, you know?
And speaking of that, we are doing one of those today. Uh-huh. Very exciting. You might catch that if you're on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Get the Odyssey app. And you'll catch our show's full podcast. This whole thing goes up. And then, of course, you got The Secret Show, mm-hmm. which we're doing one today. First one in almost 2 years. It's amazing. Oh, you're going to love it. Or you're going to hate it and hate us because of it, because you're a prude.
It's more about a year and a half, really.
Yeah. It's, you know, somewhere in there. I think, like, December of 2019 was the last one. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah.
But we'd tapered off by then. Now we're back with a vengeance, baby.
The hype
anyway,
is for real, too.
It is. Oh, my God. People are going bananas over this. People are creating graphics that we're posting on today. It's amazing. So anyway, hey, it's Friday, and thanks for being here. Welcome to the crazy party.
Hey.
Thank you. Odyssey app. Thanks for sponsoring.
Boy,
yes. Oh, sorry. Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Tonight on TV and throughout the couple of weekend TV reminders, I like to do these because sometimes I forget, you know, it'll be like a Sunday night and I'm like, oh yeah, there was that one thing on. So tonight at 8 o'clock, there's a, this for you, Nikki, this on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock, The Queen Carries On, a Gayle King special.
Oh, okay. I'll watch that. I thought maybe it was like she died or something.
Oh no.
And I was like,
no.
Did I miss
the
something?
Queen carries
it's a special look. Well, do. Oof.
Or is she like missed a step on the stairs and is on her way down? What is that?
She's
I'm
like
not sure what you're doing
I'm
there.
I'm falling in slow motion. Oof.
So weird.
A cheerio.
That's the way Sarah gets into that accent.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Like she addresses Parliament like that.
As I've said, here is an edict from the Queen to you, the little people. Bring me a scone.
You know, is that from Doubtfire? I feel like Robin Williams did that a bunch. When
he did.
You know,
yeah,
right?
Maybe. Sure.
Yeah, the
God knows where you actually get your, you know, your uh-huh. accents from.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes I get my impersonations of people from other people's impersonations. Like, oh, that's there it is. They've nailed the thing.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Anyway, tonight, 8 o'clock, The Queen carries on. Ooh. A Gayle King special. It's about Queen Elizabeth's 69-year reign. It includes interviews with Paul McCartney, the Queen's maid of honor, who apparently is still alive. Is she the maid of honor? Like, is she the maid of honor from her wedding, or... Is that
I
what,
don't know because
is that what you call the Queen's ladies' maid?
There's got to be a gig. Well, because that when, is that specifically. It's England. Yeah, it's different.
Probably, right. But when she arrived to her husband's funeral, there was a woman with her, and she was older. And I forget what the title is, but I think they're called like ladies in waiting or something. Her ladies. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But they have, you know, she have her ladies' maid, right?
Yeah.
The Queen's ladies' maid.
I don't know. Do interesting.
I only know that from watching period pieces. But I've never heard them called the maid of honor, so I don't know if it's, you know, whatever. The queen's maid of honor. All these people are going to get interviewed about her. They're not interviewing the queen or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know if I'll watch it then.
Barack Obama is going to weigh in on his thoughts on the queen. Oh, my favorite moment with the queen was...
It's just crazy that she's... the amount of presidents she has lived through.
Right. Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
Crazy.
So many.
Like, JFK all the way to Trump. Like, yeah, it's just crazy.
That's who I want to see talking about her.
I'll tell you what's crazy is the president taking a meeting with the queen and going, oh, wait a minute, you don't do anything?
So, no, how dare you? I do this all day.
I came all the way over here to have tea with some lady called the queen who actually has no power here. I got to go. Bye.
I get to live in the palace. How old is she? 95? What birthday did she just celebrate? She's like 1,000 years old.
I think
old.
90. Oh, look.
Yeah, look that up.
Let's see. 95.
I was going to say 96.
95. Mm-hmm.
1926.
Step down, lady. Yeah. Anyway, Barack Obama will be talking about all the people who've met her. There's all these interviews and stuff in it. So if you're into the queen. You know.
Why step down? Like Vin just said it. She doesn't really do much.
Doesn't do anything.
I will live the queen. I'll die the queen. Just try to eject me.
I don't know this lady, and I don't know what her head is all about. But I think she wants to die as the queen because she's lived as the queen.
Why would I not want to die that way?
I don't think she wants to be not the queen when
it's
she
my
passes.
Entire identity is wrapped up in this position of power.
I'm going with what Vinny's saying. Plus, I don't think I truly think she doesn't want to give it to Charles.
Not while she's alive.
Well,
not to see that. Quite a disappointment.
I just think she's like, you know what? How about you just step aside and let's give it to your son? I think she might pull
something
like that.
Let's get a king who can reign for many years. It's not you, Charles. You're a big disappointment to me. Divorce. Camilla Parker Bowles as the king's consort? I think not. Anyway, that's on tonight. Okay. I meant to really just mention that real quick. tonight on FX, Pride, the first 3 episodes of a 6-part documentary about the struggle for LGBTQ+ civil rights since the 1950s. So, you know, Pride Month is right around the corner. Might want to check that out. 8 o'clock tonight, FX. Saturday Night Live, it's going to be hosted by Keegan-Michael Key, and Olivia Rodrigo is the musical guest.
Oh, all right.
That'll be fun. Get to see her. Mm-hmm. Couple things on Sunday. First of all, Miss Universe 2021. Okay. Pitbull will perform, and your hosts are Mario Lopez and Olivia Culpo.
Oh, Mario Lopez.
And Sunday at 9 o'clock on MTV, the 2021 MTV Movie and TV Awards, hosted by Leslie Jones and Nikki Glaser. It's also being broadcast on VH1, BET, CMT, Nick, and TV Land. So, award shows, if you want one, here's one for you. Hooray. All right, Oprah Winfrey, she's done thousands of interviews, and she's actually a good, I think she's a good interviewer. She does a pretty good job, and she'll gently prod for the things that she wants to know and she thinks her audience wants to know. The more outraged the world feels towards someone, the harder she gets on them. But I'll tell you, Sally Field is the subject of this particular interview conversation we're having right now. And okay. People love Sally Field. And they always, you know, they
you
always
love
have.
Me. You really, really love
really,
me.
Really love
That's
me.
The quote, right?
Yeah.
From her famous Oscar speech.
So there's a question that she asked that sticks out, and she really wishes that she hadn't asked it. And she talked about it with Rob Lowe on his podcast this week. And here is the question that she wishes she didn't ask.
You want
ask.
The question, or just a little bit of Rob Lowe here?
Sure, yeah. Give me sure.
Right. I can't. As the kids say today, Oprah, I can't. I do it because I have to do it, and I know why those shows do it, but. Long form conversations, as you know, have migrated away from, you know, where we grew up loving them and watching them. I remember watching The Tonight Show, and when Burt Reynolds would come on or whoever, Burt you were like, Reynolds. Oh, this is going to be right.
Yes.
And so I get to make that happen.
I have a Burt Reynolds story. I ask, you know, yes. of flubs in the world. This is when I was younger and I was not like living from the point of view of the surrogate. But I did feel a responsibility to have to ask the questions that the viewer wanted. And Sally Field was on.
Oh boy.
My Big Mistake. I asked her, does Bert sleep with his toupee on?
OMG.
Yeah, oh, wow. I even say now, I cringe to even think that
I'm cringing listening
question.
To Rob Lowe.
But I asked it because the producers are like, you have to ask. That's what everybody wants to know. And so I asked it, and she went cold on me. She shut down, and I could not get in again.
She says Sally didn't answer, clammed up, and the interview was basically over.
You know what bothers me about that? And look, I like Oprah, and I know she's accomplished things. Well, only Oprah's accomplished the things she's accomplished. She's incredible, right? So yep. I'll give her that as a
least normal.
A woman and a show host. She's done incredible things. That said, her show was as trashy as any of the others when she started. They
did absolutely.
All that garbage television in the afternoon before she got, you know, found God or whatever thing changed her and made her, you know, righteous. And
she's an icon. She's iconic now. I mean, you're absolutely right. She was just another talk show host doing what her producers told her to do and interviewing the lady whose husband beat her up and the kid was filmed the whole, you know, whatever,
right.
Whatever it was, whatever trash TV thing.
And so I don't blame her for doing that, but I wish she would own it a little more than what she just did, which is, she didn't play it. She should just say, my show started as garbage and I was able to work from that place to where I am now, as opposed to what she just did, which
was
blame the producers. Like,
she goes on to say though that she learned from it, you know, and that's okay. I think that's it. You have to sort of, you either are going to be these people's puppet and just be another name that comes and goes, or you're going to, you know, find your own path. And she says, even now I cringe to think that I asked that question. It was like, whoa, Sally went cold on me on live TV. I deserved it. It's such an inappropriate question. So she sat down with Ellen DeGeneres yesterday to talk about Ellen's decision to end her show. Cause we heard the news yesterday that after 19 seasons, and this will be the 19th starting this fall, her contract is over and she's not going to renew. And Oprah said she's proud of Ellen for trusting her instincts. She says, only you know when it's time. And then Ellen also went on the Today Show yesterday with Savannah Guthrie. And she talked a lot about what happened last summer with the whole toxic workplace thing. And here's a little bit of that.
I don't have to remind you, there was an allegation of a toxic workplace. You had to get rid of three top managers here. People went after you personally. Did that have anything to do with this decision?
Well, it certainly, if it was why I was quitting, I would have not come back this year, because everything happened, what you're talking about, is last summer. And honestly, I really did think about not coming back, because it did, you know, I mean, it was devastating. It was because it started with me. It started with attacks on me and attacking everything that I stand for and believe in and built my career around. Like, I am a kind person. I am a person who likes to make people happy. I am a people pleaser. You know, this is who I am. And so when I started hearing, you know, reading ridiculous things, and then it just kept going and going and going and going. And then it was during the summer, so I didn't have any platform to respond to it. You know, I just kept saying to Portia, I was like, if I was a fan of somebody, and even if I loved them, but I kept seeing something go on this long, I would think there must be some truth to it, because it's not stopping. So that made me think, I'm just like, someone's trying to really hurt me. And then right on the heels of that, I read in the press that there's a toxic work environment, which, I mean, I had no idea, never saw anything that would even point to that. There was an investigation and found out there were some things that happened that were not okay, and we took care of that.
She later called in the interview, said that she feels that the scandal was orchestrated, coordinated, misogynistic, and insinuated that people set out to take her down as for clickbait because she was the Be Kind lady. So she felt like, okay, there were some things going on there, and there was a toxic work environment that I somehow was unaware of, but I'm a nice lady. And actually, it's a pretty long interview, mm-hmm. And if you want to see it, you can go to the Today Show's website. They've got all the clips up there.
I feel like I sort of defended her, and I remember why. In our experience, we worked with someone who came from TV, and she was a producer for us for a few minutes. And this isn't an attack on this lady, but this lady was not built for what we do. And so, in particular, what we do is right now, we're on. This show's happening as we speak. There's no
And it's a
tomorrow.
Brand new show every day. There's no celebrating this right. show. We're working on tomorrow's show.
Right. There's you just
live. Keep on
this
going.
This is the life. That's the way this whole thing works. And she really felt like we were kicking her in the teeth daily. Like, that was the quote. You guys are just kicking me in the teeth every time. And we're like, no, this is how we have to operate in order to get each day's show done. And so I don't know what went on there. I still don't. And I don't know if it was ever written or the stories were ever told. But I do know some people aren't cut out for certain things. Mm. And so maybe that's what was happening is here's, you know, Ellen trying to do her, you know, millionth show, you know, and trying to get it done. I don't know. I don't think that was fair, though, I kind of side with her in that. I know I read somewhere that she's in full denial and doesn't understand what she was doing to people. But right. I still feel like I bet you she was just trying to get a damn show done, man.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Right. And listen, a lot of the toxic work environment stuff, that wasn't aimed necessarily at her. You know, I think that was some of that felt like maybe piling on. But you know what? You're right. We'll never know. We weren't on that show, and we have no idea what happened there. And I'm sure that actual people did have actual bad experiences there. Whether or not that had anything to do with her or everything to do with her, we'll never know.
I guess.
The Tonight Show, that's a big deal. It's been on for a long time. Jimmy mm-hmm. Fallon is the host, the current host. I'm sure it'll go on beyond Jimmy Fallon. He is developing the Kids Tonight Show with NBC. This will be, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a late night style show for kids. The idea is that it'll be hosted by kids. It'll have kids in charge of everything.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I don't know how that's going to, I mean, there's a union guy out there going, no, they're not.
Right.
The show is going to feature bits similar to the ones on the actual Tonight Show, minus the drinking games, no doubt. So there'll be games and interviews, and I'm sure there's some little child stars are going to come out of this for sure. The show is being developed for Peacock, the NBC streaming service. There aren't any further details on potential hosts, and they haven't said if it'll book the typical celebrities or only kid guests. I would think, though, that they do grown-ups that kids were interested in. They'll probably interview some cartoon characters too. Mm-hmm. That'll be great. But that's a good idea, and I think that's solid. And might as well get kids used to what's on TV. As if they don't already know and can't tell us.
Let me read a text real quick. 415 says, "Wow, Vin, you really don't like Oprah, do you? I wasn't being sarcastic. She's accomplished a billion more things than I ever have or ever will. I think she's great. She's achieved a ton. I just feel like her show was as trashy as any of the others out there when it started.
It was a daytime talk show.
And it's become more righteous and better and more thoughtful in time. It's not even, it doesn't even exist anymore, right. But I'll give her that. She grew and that's, but honestly, it came out of garbage TV.
Well, look, and as I'm thinking about it, it wasn't that Oprah even transcended that into something else, because she still did makeovers and fashion shows, and she would talk to people about whatever scandals were. But she somehow became like a highbrow icon. Like, we give her a lot of respect and credit that is not offered to, I mean, who's the guy with the chair, the Jerry Springer show?
Springer,
like,
yeah. Chairs.
You know, the chair guy. Yeah. You know, his show was a ruckus.
Yeah, it was.
But it wasn't that they didn't do similar topics at times. It's just she seemed to be able to rise above that.
That was the perfect example, though, as the two of them were on probably very similar paths. Yep. He dove into darker, and she turned toward the light. So, you know, credit to her.
Well, her whole thing was, you know, and she was obviously very women-focused, and she was like, live your best life, and you can be, you know, she spoke from a place of, she certainly had had some life experiences that most people haven't had, and she was able to say, look what I've accomplished, and she was a person who lifted up the people around her, which I think is the thing about Oprah, is that you feel better about you when you watch Oprah's shows. I love Oprah. I think she's great.
And to
but
answer
she's
your
not
question,
such highbrow material.
I do like her. I don't watch her show. I don't have anything against her. She rose through. Look, and for a woman, a black woman, to have risen through what is a very difficult business to begin with and become what she is, which is a powerhouse.
She doesn't even have a show anymore. She just has her own network.
Right.
And does whatever she wants whenever she wants to do it. So, you know what? Success. Congratulations to you, Oprah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oprah.
Sizzles. There's no question about that. She's white hot. Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, we had the summer of love. Could this be the summer of random loose boning or something like that? We'll have to name it because trouble's a-coming, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Sarah and Vinny.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.